Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yehias.
Sonny, I understand a big tennis star has traveled to Africa.
Yehias, Swiss tennis star Roger Federer says his first visit to Malawi this week was an unforgettable journey and learning experience. The world's number two ranked player traveled to Southern Africa after losing to Novak Djokovic in the Wimbledon final July 12th. In Malawi, Federer visited the Mbwetu Community-Based Child Care Center. He says his foundation has helped support the preschool for more than 4 years, as well as others in the Southern Africa region.
I am so happy and emotional that I can see a preschool of this quality here in Malawi. I must say it's quite extraordinary, actually, and it makes me really, really happy. And that's not possible with the help of the community, the parents, Action Aid Malawi, everybody involved. It's been amazing, and it's been an absolute pleasure to be here today.
Roger Federer established his foundation in 2003 to help poor children in Africa and provide them with an education. 5 years ago, he played Spanish star Rafael Nadal in a charity exhibition called Match for Africa that raised more than $4 million for his foundation and Rafa's foundation. In Malawi, Federer played with the children and helped cook and serve them lunch. He says he liked what he saw at the child care center.
Really impressed at the community here because it's the driver and they are so committed to improving their own village, helping their kids for a better future, and making it sustainable at the end of the day. That's most important, that this is an ongoing thing and hopefully forever.
Roger Federer has ambitious goals for his foundation, and he reflects on his trip to Malawi.
I learned a lot, and I thought it was an unforgettable journey of learning for me personally as well. I feel like the kids are having a great time. It's so inspiring and motivating every time I come to a beautiful country like Malawi this time. It's my first time here. And of course, I'll keep going. We have high goals for the Roger Federer Foundation to reach 1 million children that can benefit from the foundation, because children are tomorrow's future.
Roger Federer and his wife, Mirka, herself a former professional tennis player, have 4 children of their own. Mirka gave birth to twin girls in 2009, and last year she gave birth to twin boys. Our African football guru, David Legg, joins us again this evening with the recent results in men's 2016 Olympic qualifying matches played across the continent.
In Port Harcourt, it was Nigeria 2, Congo Brazzaville 1. In Blida, Algeria 2, Sierra Leone 0. In Libreville, Gabon 0, Mali 1. In Abidjan, Ivory Coast 0, Zambia 0. Alexandria, Egypt 4, Uganda 0. In Harare, Zimbabwe 1, South Africa 1, and in Rabat, Morocco 1, Tunisia 0. Now, a lot of focus, Sonny, at the weekend was on that Nigeria-Congo game, not least because of the Congo coach, 67-year-old Claude Leroy. He's a celebrated coach. He's worked in Africa with a number of countries. He's had first, second, third, and fourth place finishes at the Africa Cup of Nations. And that first place finish came way back in 1988 with Cameroon. He's also, with Cameroon, gone to the World Cup. That was the 1998 finals in France. So as far as World Cup and Cup of Nations go, he's ticked most of the boxes. But the one thing he hasn't done is get to the Olympic Games football tournament. And he's hoping to do it this time with the junior Congolese Red Devils. Now, at one stage in Port Harcourt, and incidentally, congratulations to the people of Southeast Nigeria. It was a 40,000 capacity stadium, and I didn't see many spare seats. In the first half, Sonny, Nigeria were dominant, but they just could not finish. Some really wild shooting and some brave defending, too, from the Congolese. And the Congolese goalkeeper, Christopher Mafumbi, now he played in the Cup of Nations in Equatorial Guinea this year, and he was outstanding. Ajayi, who had missed a couple of sitters from Nigeria in the first half, he really took charge early in the second half, scoring twice within 7 minutes. At that stage, Sonny, 2-0 to Nigeria, and I would have put a few dollars on with the local bookmaker that it was going to finish about 4-0 or 5-0 to the Nigerians. They were overwhelming the Congolese. But a couple of bad decisions against Nigerians. First of all, a blatant handball in the penalty area by a Congolese defender went unnoticed by the Kenyan referee. And then the Kenyan referee, to me, really blundered. He awarded a yellow card to a Congolese player when he should definitely have given him a red. It was a foot-up tackle. It went flying into the midriff of a Nigerian player. And if I've ever seen a red card in my life, that was one. But the Congolese escaped with a yellow. And midway through the second half, a parry by the Nigerian goalkeeper was hammered into the net by Nkunku. So 2-1 to Nigeria, the final score. Flattering for the Congolese, undoubtedly. But the situation now, Sonny, is that if Congo win the return match in Pointe Noire at the beginning of August 1-0, they will qualify on the away goals rule. Algeria had a comfortable victory over Sierra Leone, 2-0, and the Sierra Leone team had a huge disadvantage, Sonny, because of the Ebola epidemic, which is still smoldering in West Africa and has claimed over 11,000 lives. The return match will also be played in Algeria. So you've got to say advantage Algeria as far as that tie is concerned. A surprise in Libreville, Gabon, the surprise winners in 2011 of the first CAF Under-23 Championship, they lost 1-0 at home to Mali, a goal by Niani after 77 minutes. In a sense, Sonny, this was justice for the Malians because they had been eliminated by the Gabonese in the previous Olympic Games qualifiers. No goals in Abidjan, a bit of a surprise that really for the Ivorians. You would have expected them to win at home against the Zambians. And the Zambians will be particularly pleased because they had to play at least half of the second half, a man short after one of their players was yellow carded a second time and therefore got a red. The most impressive winners were Egypt. And I'm proud to say that on the previous edition of the Sunny Side of Sport, we said, watch out for these baby pharaohs. They are a really strong team. And so it proved, 4-0 against Uganda in Alexandria. The Ugandan coach, Sonny, before the match, Milutin Shredojevic, was very angry at the Egyptian TV commentators who described his team as a punching bag. But unfortunately, as it turned out, that was more or less true because after leading 1-0 at halftime, the Egyptians went on a scoring spree in the second half. And a name to watch out for, Kat Raba. That's his nickname, and it means electricity in Arabic. He scored 2 of the 4 goals, and he's been a consistent scorer for Egypt this year, both in the Olympic Games qualifiers and also in the All-Africa Games qualifiers. In Harare, South Africa were the better team, but had to settle for a 1-1 draw with Zimbabwe, who equalized 7 minutes from the end when Masona converted a penalty. Keegan Dolly, who has played for the South African senior team, he scored after 67 minutes to give the baby Bafana Bafana the lead. And obviously the advantage now should be slightly in favor of South Africa with those return matches coming up at the beginning of August. And in a North African derby in Rabat, Morocco edged Tunisia 1-0. The Moroccans, by all accounts, were well on top, but they had to settle for a penalty goal on the stroke of halftime from Ben Cherki. The return match is Sunny. On July the 25th, Algeria will play Sierra Leone, and the other matches will be staged between July the 31st and August the 2nd. And it's on August the 2nd that Congo will host Nigeria. I think there's going to be huge interest in that return game. Can the Congolese add to their list of victims? They knocked out Ghana in the previous round. Or will the Nigerian dream team prevail and keep alive hopes of perhaps another great performance at the Olympics in Rio, remembering that in 1996 in Atlanta, Nigeria took the gold medals, and in 2008 in Beijing, Nigeria took silver medals. So they've got a strong Olympic pedigree, Sonny.
Strong Olympic pedigree indeed, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Joining us now with an update on cycling's greatest event, the Tour de France, is VOA's Jonah Haskell. Hi, Jonah.
Hey, Sonny. Digne-les-Bains, a small city in southeastern France, was the starting point for stage 17 of the Tour de France Wednesday. The first stage of the race to take place in the Alps saw riders brave the towering Col de Alos, which at 2,250 meters is the highest point on the Tour de France this year. and it was one of just many grueling climbs on the day. Despite a rest day on Tuesday, the mountain stage took its toll on participants as five riders pulled out of the race during the leg. Among those who pulled out were the world champion of men's elite road race, Michał Kwiatkowski of Poland, and American TJ Van Garderen, who had been in third place overall before dropping out. Following a steep, winding descent from the Col de Alos, riders had to make one more ascent to the finish line at the Praloup ski resort. German Simon Geschke was first to finish the 161-kilometer course, doing so in 4 hours and 15 minutes. The son of a former Olympic sprinter, Geschke was also named the most aggressive rider of the day. Overall race leader Chris Froome was able to fight off a challenge by second-place rider Nairo Quintana Rojas to keep the lead at over 3 minutes and hold on to the yellow jersey, while South African team MTN Kubeka had a great stage with three of their riders finishing in the top 15, including Eritreans Daniel Tekle Haimanot and Merhawi Kudus Gebremedin. The team now finds themselves in second place as we approach the final stages of the race. Stage 18, taking place Thursday, will start in the southern French hamlet of Gap before winding its way through the Alps to the town of Saint-Jean-de-Marion in the Arc River Valley. I'm VOA's Jonah Haskell. Back to you, Sonny.
Thank you, Jonah. And kudos to MTN Kubeka. Great showing by the African team in the Tour de France. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Yeheyas Wuhi.
Thank you, Sonny, and thank you, Jonah. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.